This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back with you to wrap up a South Florida high school sports radio show for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day, and a little bit of Jane's Addiction to bring us back in there. Yes, sir. Perry's a great singer. North Miami Beach High School is where he went. See, I know some things outside of the realm of sports sometimes.
Blue, you're blowing
so
my
much
mind.
To Colin. Huh?
You're blowing my mind. One of my all-time favorite artists and bands, and you got
Perry Farrell.
Yeah,
Perry Farrell went to North Miami Beach High School, right here.
Wow, from New York. Then he went here to high school.
Yep.
Then he moved out to California. Man, Blue.
Exactly.
You're the man.
Yeah, one of them. Thanks a lot. again, thanks so much to Colin Hurst from Western, and also Chris Gibbert from Christopher Columbus for joining us in our last segment. And certainly now we turn our attention back to high school and short season, but imperative to give your football team, especially Dade County, some games. And certainly Miami Killian has improved things over the last 2 years. Derek Gibson, who is a former Cougar, or will always be a Cougar, has returned and is doing an awesome job with a program that when he... I think he told me there were like 3,800 kids when he went to school there, a big school. Things have changed. Derek, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on everything that's coming your way so far with this team.
Thank you so much, Blue.
Exciting to go back to where it all began and to kind of build something up with some really good talent. Talk about that, because you're from a different era than these kids are. And your vision and your version of work ethic, I'm sure, is a lot different. But that's the times. Is it frustrating for you sometimes? Because I remember Pete Rose, who was the ultimate hustler on the baseball field, if it's tough to watch kids, you know, while he's being a manager, not do the same things he does. He says if you focus on that, he says you'll get yourself sick.
Yeah, you definitely will. But, you know, in today's generation, man, it's certain things that as a coach you cannot coach. And, like, I try to preach my guys' effort. Like, I need my guys to give me maximum effort on and off the field, in the classroom as well, on the football field. That's my biggest thing. If we could just get my guys to just give me a 100% effort, and I'll take care of everything else as far as the X's and O's.
The area's always had talent. I mean, Killian from I could go back in the 60s and remember that Killian always had those K-Land kids. They always had a group of kids that would all come together. How has that changed? How is getting, you know, from one park, you know, used to be, you know, back in the day, and I guess even in the 70s and 80s and part of the 90s, that if you were at one park, you usually go to the same high school if it wasn't private. When did that change, or is it in some way still the same?
I mean, it changed. Like, you know, for me, growing up, I played on Richmond Park. I was going to Killian no matter what. But, you know, in today's era, you got, you know, guys that coach on the park, be coaching at these high schools and stuff. And you got the private schools taking most of the kids. So, for me, just to try to get back into the swing of things, I try to put some coaches on the park so I can make sure I get some kids off the parks, to be honest with you.
And that's something that hasn't changed. I mean, because even back in our my day, I mean, if you had a solid feeder program and knew what you were going to get. I mean, in a lot of these, because now there's more schools than when I went to, you know, when I went to school. But back in the day, if you were Killian, you had a certain park or two that you would get kids from. You see, you knew Columbus was going to get a lot of kids because they were, you know, they were a private school. When Southridge first came on, mm-hmm. they were going to Gould's Park and tapping mm-hmm. into that craziness, and Palmetto the same way. What is it about now? I mean, like you said, that you have to have a great relationship. I agree. I think that, you know, when I go to youth football games, I see head coaches and assistant coaches from almost every high school in the region there. Is mm-hmm. it that important to have your coaching staff there so these kids could eyeball you and, you know, you have your coaching shirts on so they know where you're from? Is it essential to see these kids when they're 13, 14, and sometimes 15?
You want to have a great future, you got to, you know, build from the parks. I mean, like I always tell my coach, man, we got to build from the park. It can't just be a JUCO program, meaning we right. just can't go out and try to find kids and every one and done. If we want to build for the long haul, we have to go out, we got to hit the parks hard. So that's what we're trying to do, you know, as we speak. You know, even football is kind of, you know, council in most park areas, you know, but we just can't wait till the parks open back up and get right. things going mm-hmm. again.
Derek Gibson joined us. He's the head coach at Miami Killian, former FSU star, former NFL standout. Now, these kids see that. They see that you played at a high level. They've, you know, a lot of them could probably YouTube you a little bit. Or, what is that for you? Because, I mean, I know that you're a detailed guy. You know, you look at some of the former NFL players who are coaching, you know, especially in South Florida, like a Pat Surtain, who's up at Heritage. You have Jason Taylor, who's a defensive coordinator at St. Thomas. Guys who take it serious. I mean, I look at Channing Crowder and I watch him coaching. He looks like he's doing it for the money. I mean, he works so hard, he gets upset. Somebody like a Jason Taylor can't stand to lose. It's not right. in his DNA. What about you? Because I know that you've been around it for a while, and you've kind of you're kind of immune to it. You've got to keep yourself. You can't get yourself too high or too low, because the kids could feed off of that. What do you find that's the toughest thing for you to keep your emotions in check? I mean, effort, like you said, if kids aren't giving effort, that you just can't deal with that.
I mean, you always gotta have a level head doing this, Blue. But one thing, you know, I always tell my coaches, like, you know, we just came off a big win. We got to come back, you know, this week. We got to work even harder. We got to work and we got to get the kids going. They might feel like they're doing X, Y, and Z, but we got to push them to the next level. So for me, it's just basically, you got, like I always tell them, it's a one game season, especially this year with, you know, all this stuff going on.
Yeah.
So we got to take every game and, like, it's our last game. And we got to preach that because, I mean, like last week, I lost some kids. They were just innocent bystanders, you know what I mean? So you got to treat it like this one game season.
Yeah, no doubt. And also, Coach, you take a look at, you know, this season and in the off season, and it was really tough. And if you're a first-year coach, it would be crazy. You know, you're coming into mm-hmm. that. But there were 20 of them in South Florida. There were 20 wow. new coaches as head coaches. What did you do between, you know, the March, April, all the way until when you guys got the go-ahead? Did you kind of have Zoom calls? Did you have kids working out on their own? How do they stay in shape?
Basically, you know, we had a lot of kids working on their own. They formed a little group, and they met up on, I want to say, Monday through Thursday. Got a couple of lifts in. They went to a couple of parks. They did a little 7-on-7. You know, the kids, they organized themselves, organized all the things on their own. And so by the time we came in, we was, I'm not going to say ahead of the game, but we at least, you know, had some rhythm.
Right. And in the opener against Columbus, a lot of rust that you got off. And then last week, you put things into perspective. And the kids, I'm seeing a lot of young kids on your team. That's what the game plan is, to take a lot of the young kids, build it up, have some type of foundation to build from?
Exactly. Like you just said, you know, I scheduled Columbus for, you know, one reason only, because I knew they was going up front. They was going to give us the best test that we probably will see all year.
Sure.
And, you know, like I told my guys, I mean, we're not going to face an O-line good as Columbus, so you'll never see that again. So if we can hold our own against them guys, I think we'll be fine throughout this whole season. And as far as playing young guys, that's the only way we could have, like I said earlier, the future is going to be bright if these young guys get these game experience.
Yep, no doubt. Khalil Englund, quarterback, looks like a really good one. Mobile, has a good arm. Give me your review on him after watching him for some time.
Khalil Englund, he's a second year in the end program, second year in the offense, so he's progressing, but I'm still trying to get him to be the best Khalil Englund he can possibly be. He's leading the team well, but he has so much room for improvement. So, he's not there where we want him yet, so we're still working on it every day.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy Monday night for us, and we'll talk to you soon. Hopefully we can get it to a game over the next couple of weeks.
Hope to see you soon, Blue.
All right, man. Thanks so much. Coach Derek Gibson from Miami Killian ends what Dan Day has been a great show. 2 hours, 7 interviews, everybody took part. If you missed any of them, go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says On Demand. Click that. Come down. South Florida High School Sports red and black logo. We're right there. Have all the interviews, and that's it. That's going to be another Monday night. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Always do. It's great talking high school football, great talking recruiting, and great having Dan Day along with us. And that's going to be it for a Monday evening. We'll be back right here, same time, same station, next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.